the bees.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You never had heard that one before?
No, not used with people. That's interesting. He's just a drone.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a bird?
I don't know more than that. As many lazy, sloppy, slouchy drones I've had to work with on this farm.
Lots of them. what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
And what do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say a car skidded on the ice and went, what, across the highway?
Went from side to side of the highway.
Okay. And what about an explosion? You might say the pieces of metal went...
Flying through the air.
Okay. What would you call a little old dilapidated house that spirits might live in?
A haunted house.
Okay. And the people...
Oh, haunted. I was trying to talk.
Yeah, I understand. You were talking the way that you might
That's
hear...
That's a haunted house over there. Sure. That's what they say about that one up there. It's got ghosts in it.
Oh, the one that's
haunted.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. And the spirits are called...
Ghosts.
Okay. And what do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
Oh, I know that. This is... I can't think. Tell me some of them, I'll tell you.
Okay, a jinx.
Put a jinx on you if a black cat runs across the road in front of you.
Oh, okay. And is there a word for a person who always seems to have or bring bad luck? A man that everything bad happens to. He's a regular...
Well, I say he's a regular jinx.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Well, I know that word, but I can't... Well, it won't come to me.
We'll come back to it. Maybe we'll think of it. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be...
The mall. The mall.
All right.
Or the undertaker.
Okay.
I just say Kimber Stern.
You know where. Yeah. Here. Huh? Okay, what do you call the box or case that a corpse is put in for burial?
Coffin.
And what do you call...
A casket.
Okay.
Either wood.
What do you call a place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water that is smaller than a river?
Creek.
Okay.
And people call that creek, too.
Right. Around here, do you ever hear
that? I've heard that.
Around here?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Okay. What do you call one that's smaller than a... is there one smaller than
a creek?
Creek.
A branch.
Okay.
Now, they have those up in the north.
Sure.
And this little Palmyra Creek that flows down in Ellis, Kinchafuni, it comes out of a spring. It originates up in Lee County, just above us up here, and comes out as a little spring and flows down and makes a Palmyra Creek and then goes out into Kinchafuni just down below.
And is Kinchafuni
there's a big creek. You crossed it coming over.
Oh,
there.
That's Kinchafuni mm-hmm. Creek down there. And what does that run into?
Flint River.
Into the Flint. Okay. What do you call that flat grassy country down around the seacoast?
Marshes. Marshes of Flint.
Oh, that's beautiful, isn't it?
I love Sidney Lanier.
That's very beautiful.
I have one of his signatures.
Oh, really? That before I moved to Georgia, that and John Brown's body were mm-hmm. things that I thought were just so exciting about Georgia. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support?
Suspenders. Now there's another word, galluses.
Yeah.
I've heard the neighbors use that, galluses.
And what do you call unthickened gravy?
Let me see what's...
Okay.
We don't buy all.